Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We are holding on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah is going to continue the series of Mishnayos that we've been dealing with that discuss halachos that are derived through an asmachta. So the first part of the Mishnah is going to talk about shichvas zera that emerges from an isha. So how does that happen that a shichvas zera emerges from an isha? A man produces shichvas zera, not a woman. So obviously it means after tashmish, that after tashmish with the man, so then the shichva zera is going to drip out of the woman's body. So what is the amount of time that has to stay in the woman's body and would still make her tame when it drips out? Meaning at what point do we say, you know what, it's no longer shichva zera that's going to be able to metame her when it is polite, when her body drips out the shichva zera? Because the Maseches Nida, the Gemara tells us on Daf Nun Vav, that from the fact that the Torah calls it shichva zera, we learn that it's only metame when it's ra'oi to create a vlad, when it's still potent enough to create a vlad. So if it stays in the woman long enough to the point that it spoils and is no longer going to be able to create a vlad, then it's not going to be metame when it drips out of her body. So says the Mishnah, minayin the palet shichva zera b'yom hashlishi tameya. How do I know that if a woman is palet shichva zera on the third day after having tashmish, that she's tamei shenemar? Because the pasuk says hayunuchonim l'shloshes yamim, that in preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah, the Jewish people had to separate from their wives for 3 days in advance of Kabbalah HaTorah, and then the Torah would be given on the fourth day. And the reason for that prisha, for that separation, was because we were afraid that the women would become tameh from the shechva zera that comes out of their body. So the Torah was makbid that they shouldn't have tumas keri, and that would be the same status as tumas keri if shechva zera comes out of their bodies. So from the fact that the Torah says separate for 3 days and not more than 3 days, is that you see that after 3 days you no longer have to be choshesh for the shichva zera that's coming out of her body, because it's not going to be metameh her anymore. But on the third day, if she's paletas, then she would be tameh. Minayin shemachitzin esamila. Second issue, how do I know that you're allowed to heat up water to wash an area of a bris mila on Shabbos b'yom hashlishi shchalios b'Shabbos, when it's the third day after the mila on Shabbos, that even on the third day after the mila the baby's still considered to be in danger, and the warm water is going to strengthen the baby? Shenemar, because the pasuk says by Shimon and Levi, when they went to Shechem after the residents of Shechem received their bris mila, it says vayhi b'yom hashlishi b'yosam koavim, that it was on the third day after the bris mila that they were in pain, meaning third day after the bris mila the danger was still there. So minayin shekoshrin lashon shel zahoris, a third halacha. How do I know we tie a red strand, a long red strand, berosh sayir mishtaleach, on the head of the goat that's sent out la Azazel in Yom HaKippurim, and it would turn white on its own, and that would be a simen that Kodesh Baruch Hu is mochel klal Yisrael? Shenemar, because the pasuk in Yishayahu says, when it's giving musar to the Jewish people, and the Navi's telling them that they should admit their averos, and even if they did something terrible, their tshuva will be accepted. So he says, the Navi says to them, in the name of Hashem, im yu chateichem kashanim kashal yalbinu, that even if your sins are red, then are like red, they're going to turn white like snow. So from that pasuk, the Chacham see that if you tie a red strand on the Seir Mishtaleach, it's still going to be able to be mechaper and it will turn white. Minayin l'sicha shi kashtia b'yom HaKippurim, and a totally unrelated halacha again, a fourth halacha. How do I know that if one anoints on Yom Kippur, that that's the same as drinking? Aval pishen rayu l'davar zecha l'davar. Even though there's no clear proof to it, there's at least an asmachta shenemar, because the pasuk says in the Mizmar that speaks about those who spoke against David or against Klal Yisrael, and David is cursing them, the pasuk says v'tavo kamayim b'kirbo v'chashemen ba'atzmosav, that like water that goes inside of you, that's like oil on your bones. So you see that sicha with shemen and shtias mayim are compared to each other, are linked to each other. Good, so that's the Mishnah. So now the Gemara asks on what we learned in the Reisha of the Mishnah, that a paletas b'yom shlishi is tamei. Azariah. So it says more Reisha Dilok Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It seems that the Reisha is going against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because his shita is that Paletus Piyom HaShlishi is Tahora, like the Brisa brings, like the Brisa is about to say, because Seifa Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but then the Seifa of the Mishnah that says that you are allowed to wash off Seifa, meaning the second of the four halachas in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to wash off the area of a Bris Milah on the third day with warm water, even if it's Shabbos, that follows Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Deik Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Deik Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. If the Reisha were like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Tahora Shemanele. We know that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that a Paletish of Azera on the third day is Tahora. So Mandela Moka Kitanai, Tana Reisha Tahora, Umukalel Kulek Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Umandamokam Kitanai, Reisha Rabban, Vesefer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So essentially, we have two options of how to view this Mishnah. If you're into the idea that a Mishnah has to follow a single Shita, so then you got to change one word in the Mishnah. Then you have to say that Paletus Shech Vasera is Tahora on the third day, and that follows exactly the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Reisha and the Seifa. But if you're willing to accept that a Mishnah could be authored by two different Tanaim and reflect the Shitos of two different Tanaim, so good, so then the Reisha is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's like the Rabbanan, and the Seifa is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So now the Gemara brings a Machlokas Tanaim about Paletus, Tan Rabbanan, Paletus Shech Vasera B'yom HaShlishi, if on the third day, after having tashmish a woman is paletus shech vazera, let's say a woman has tashmish hamita on Thursday, and she's paletus shech vazera on Shabbos, whether she had tashmish hamita at the beginning of Wednesday night, meaning when it was just beginning halachically Thursday, and she went through four full onos, Thursday night and Thursday day, Wednesday night, Thursday day, Thursday night, and Friday day, she's having tashmish after that, or whether she had her first tashmish, late Thursday afternoon, and she only had part of Thursday and the entire Friday, and she only had really two full onos, two full time periods, and ono always means 12 hours. So either way, tahora divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that she's tahor because we follow the number of days, and on the third day, no matter how many hours have passed by since her tashmish on the third day, she's always tahora. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, pa'amim shein arba onos, pa'amim shein chamish onos, pa'amim shein sheish onos. Rabbi Yishmael disagrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he holds that a paletas shech vezera on the third day is tameh, and only on the fourth day is tahor, but he admits that mixas yom kikulo, and therefore sometimes it's only going to be four full onos, that if she's paletas, she's going to be tameh, because if she was mishamesh at the end of Yom Revi'i, she's tamei until Lel Shabbos. Sometimes it's going to be five onos. If, for example, if she's mishamesh at the beginning of Yom Revi'i, it will be five onos, and sometimes it's going to be six onos if she's a mishamish at the beginning of Lel Revi'i, so her plato is going to be metame until Lel Shabbos, which is six onos. Rabbi Kiva Omer Liolam Chamesh. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's always got to be the same amount of time till the Shech Vazera loses its potency, so it's always going to be five onos shlemos, and if she's pole during that time, she's temeya. Im yatsa miktsas ona rishona, nosala miktsas ona shishis, and therefore, if she has tashmish partially into a certain ona, we give her that amount of time into the sixth ona. It's got to be 5 12-hour periods. So essentially, the zera remains potent enough to be metame her for 60 hours. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita, which, you know, in a realistic sense, that makes a lot of sense, that the zera would lose its potency not based on calendar days, but based on how long it's been inside the woman. So we're going to have a machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Yossi and the Braisa, at what point the Jewish people separated from their wives prior to Kabbalah Satorah. The Chacham held that it was on a Thursday, and Rabbi Yossi held it was on a Wednesday. Everyone's going to agree that the Aseres Hadibros were given on Shabbos, and the women were Tovel from the Pleita Zera on Lel Shabbos, not on the morning of Shabbos, so that you shouldn't have the women going to be Tovel while the men were going to be Mekabel the Torah. So now the Gemara challenges Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Amru Rabbana and the Kamed Rav Papa, the Chum said the following Kasha to Rav Papa. Va'amri la Rav Papa le Rava. And some say Rav Papa said the Kasha to Rava. Bishlam and Rav Lezer ben Azariah. I understand Rav Lezer ben Azariah says that if she's poletas on the third day, she's Tahora. So Kerabbanan, that goes very well. Rabbanan da Amri, Bechamisha Avid Prisha, who says that it was on Thursday that they were poraged from their wives prior to Matan Torah, and some were only poraged very close to nightfall. So, and then on Lel Shabbos, they were already going to the mikvah, and they didn't have to worry about Plata. So you see that on Yom HaShlishi, she's already Tahora. Rabbi Shmuel, and even Rabbi Shmuel holds, that Poletas, B'Yom HaShlishi is Tamei, and B'Yom HaRvi is Tahora. I understand Rabbi Yossi, Damar Barba, Avid Prisha. He would follow the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that they already separated on Wednesday. So from Wednesday until Lel Shabbos was 3 days, and after that, she's going to be Tahora. El Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva says you always need 5 onos that she's going to be tummy for. Kiman, who's he holding like? It doesn't follow the Chacham nor Rabbi Yossi. Certainly not like the Chachamim, because if they were only Poresh on Thursday, you don't have 5 onos, but not even like Rabbi Yossi, because in the Pasuk it only says Yamim, and the Klal is that Miksas Yom Kekulo, so the Chara would be good enough if they were Poresh late in the afternoon, on Wednesday afternoon, and already Friday night they're going to be Tovel, so that's only 4 onos. That is not 5 onos. Says the Gemara, Liolam Rabbi Yossi. Really, Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yossi, that they separated on Wednesday. Kedam Rav Ad Barava, Moshe Bahashkama Allah, that Moshe went up to Har Sinai for Matan Torah to hear the Dvar Hashem early in the day, Ubashkama Yarad, and he came down early in the day. Ubashkama Allah, Dichsev, how do I know he went up early? Because the Pasuk says, Vyashke Moshe Baboker, Vayalul Har Sinai. So you see clearly he went up early. Bashkama Yarad, Dichsev, Lechreid, Valisa. Of Elisa Atava Aronimach, Makish, you read the Aliyah, Ma Aliyah Bashkama, if you read the Bashkama, that there's a hackish that links the Yerida and the Aliyah to Har Sinai. So if he went up in Har Sinai, Bashkama, so he certainly came down Bashkama. So we see from there that when he came down and he had to tell the Jewish people about the Prisha, that it was early in the morning. So from the fact that they were Poresh in the morning, you see that the Torah is being Makpid, that it be 5 full Onos. So it says, why does he have to tell them the mitzvah of Prisha in the morning? He shouldn't have to tell them in the morning. Anyway, Jewish people are Kedoshim, and because of Tznius, they wouldn't have Tashma Shemitah during the day. So answers the Gemara, Ha'amar Rava, Im Hayabayis Afel Mutter. No, it's not that they wouldn't have Tashma Shemitah during the day, they wouldn't have Tashma Shemitah in broad daylight. But if it was a darkened house, then it's Mutter to have Tashma Shemitah even during the day. Vamar Rava Vitema, Rav Papa, Tamil Chacham, Mafil Betaliso Umutter. A Tamil Chacham could just darken by pulling the blankets over their heads, and that would be Mutter. So there are ways that they could have Tashma Shemitah during the day, and since there are ways to do it, Moshe Rabbeinu had to warn them in the morning, and this follows Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara asks on that which we said that according to that according to everyone, the women were tovel at night on Friday night. So says the Gemara, v'hatvule yom ninhu. But wait a second, according to all the Tanaim, the women were tovel on Lel Shabbos. Turns out that at the time of Kabbalah Satorah, they had a status of a tvul yom, because Kabbalah Satorah was on the morning of Shabbos, and they didn't have Harav Shemesh after the tvila. I mean, in order for the tvila to be complete, you then need sunset to happen after the tvila. So it's not mustaver that they would all be a tvul yom at the time of Kabbalah Satorah. You have to say that they really went to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. And if they were polite at that time, the plate would still be Tahora. So if Sheikh Vazer came out of the body. But then you would say, then you'd be missing another Ona from the amount of time that they would be Parish. You'd only have 3 days according to Rabbi Shmuel. You wouldn't even have 3 days according to Rabbi Shmuel. And you wouldn't even have 2 days according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And you certainly wouldn't have 5 Onos according to Rabbi Akiva. So nothing fits anymore if they went to the mikvah on Friday day. So Abaye Barav and Rav Chanini Barav and Damri Tarvayu, Nitna Torah L'Tvul Yom. That Eino Chinami, the Torah was given to them when they were still a Tevul Yom. Unbelievable. They were not perfectly Tahar at the time of Kabbalah Satorah. Yosef Maremer v'kamer lo l'hashmaita. So Maremer was saying that which Abaye and Chanina said, that the Torah was given to Tevul Yom. Amalei Ravina l'Maremer nitna ka'amrit. Do you mean to say that the Torah was given to Tevul Yom because they were Tovel only after dark on Shabbos? O ru'uya ka'amrit. Or do you mean to say that the Torah is ra'ui to be given to Tevul Yom, but l'maisa wasn't actually given to Tevul Yom because they were tovel mibod yom, and they were not actually polate. But if they would have been polate, then they would have been
tovel again, misha chashecha. Somebody ru'uya kamina says, yeah, yeah, that's what I meant. I meant ru'uya, meaning what happened, the maisa was that they were tovel on Erev Shabbos, and therefore they were no longer Tfuliyam by the time Kabbalah Satorah happened, because there was a Harav Shemesh after they were Tovel. But it's saying that that was a risky thing, because if Shechva Zera would have come out of their bodies after they were Tovel, and while it was still Erev Shabbos, it would have been Mitami them, and then they would have had to have been Tovel again on Friday night, and then at that point they would have no choice but to be Tfuliyam at the time of Kabbalah Satorah. So you have that possibility of them becoming Tfuliyam at the time of Kabbalah Satorah. So it was Rotwe, meaning that was part of the plan that it might have happened, but it didn't actually happen. They didn't actually get the Torah as Tevulayom. Okay, we'll stop there, and Beis Hashem will pick up on Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis next time.